Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong Dio. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you doing? You're getting close to the date.
I'm doing okay. I'm still huffing and puffing, but I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. Our show is to let our listeners know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we've been proving this with shows since 2000, so almost 14 years.
If only a fraction of the doctor practice what we do, we don't need Obamacare, we don't need healthcare reform, we solve the healthcare crisis.
Yeah.
No kidding.
There's a resistance to what, you know, to what we do because it changes the status quo and it's hard to change.
Because more money.
Right.
Because of money, yes.
Mainly with the pharmaceuticals, and there's just a lot of...
And the doctors, too. I mean, they don't have to follow like we do. We are not puppets.
It's difficult, though, to... And they get very stubborn and...
It's not difficult, you know, just because they control the payment. If they don't control the payment, they will be knocking on our doors.
And it's ego, too, because...
Ego, yes.
A lot of the patients, you know, they'll tell their doctors, oh, I'm doing... This is getting better, this is getting better. They don't even ask what they're doing.
They ignore it because
they look at them with a blank stare, and I get that a lot with the patients.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Last week we had with us Yuna and Jolin. Yuna suffered from a severe right arm pain.
She's a nurse.
She's a former RN, registered nurse, and it was so bad that she could not lift it above her head. She couldn't even actually lift it above 90 degrees.
She was disabled for more than a year,
right.
2 years or something like that.
After her first treatment, she felt so much better.
Full range of motion.
Full range of motion. She was happy. She was laughing. She was actually not in a very good mood before she came to see us.
And her husband said that she's a new wife.
That he has a new wife.
Yeah.
She also suffers from a myriad of chronic diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, swelling in her legs. And after the three treatments, the swelling has decreased. Her blood pressure is better. Her sugars are getting better. We have her on some good supplements and herbs to help maintain all of that. So she's doing much better. And she's a Medicare patient. So for our listeners, Medicare patients can only come 3 times every 60 days.
But even then, we can cure all her problems.
Right.
Our approach is different. We don't have specialization. We don't treat one thing at a time. We don't treat the shoulder. And then let somebody else treat the diabetes. And let somebody else treat the swelling of ankles. We treat everything.
Right.
To cure a problem, you need to restore health, and a healthy person does not have any major symptoms.
Well, with her issue, it's kidney and lung. She also had issues with, I think, after her mother passed away. She had severe grief, and actually that channel runs through her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lung supports the kidney, so that made her kidneys weaker, which affects her diabetes, her her high blood pressure, and the swelling in her legs, because the kidney can't get rid of the excess water in her body. So everything is connected.
Everything connected. The second thing is that every injection, every point we do, we dump your emotional trash.
Mm-hmm.
So she feels happy, not trying to be happy, not just pain-free, but happy.
Genuinely happy. It's really a reconnection of her spirit to her body.
Yes.
We also had with us Jo Lynn. She's a semi-retired music teacher who was suffering from asthma, exercise-induced asthma for 4 to 5 years. She didn't really know she had asthma until she discovered after playing tennis or walking for a long period of time, she would get short of breath.
Going up the stairs.
She was put on steroids and inhalers for 3 months, didn't really do anything, and she didn't want to go that route. So she heard our radio show, took her a year to come to see us, but after the first treatment, she felt tremendous relief. She could breathe deeper. She was suffering from sinus headaches with a change in barometric pressure so bad that she would get migraines and she would start vomiting, actually. And she would be getting that at least once a month. Now it's cut down to once. She's only had one in the past three months. So that has decreased tremendously. And she also can only come 3 times every 60 days. So that has improved tremendously. She went skiing the other day on her birthday. She's 66 years young, and she could carry all her gear, ski all day, no shortness of breath
like before.
And able to walk up a flight of stairs with no short of breath. So really amazing case.
So it really is not aging. Aging doesn't mean anything, okay? To me, it really doesn't mean anything. Now I have more energy. I'm looking forward. When I get up, I want to have so much things to do, so much to look forward to. So I'll be intending to do like this every year to get better and better.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Our website's drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our first guest.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Wayne. Welcome, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, good morning to you folks. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. We're good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today. We know you're very busy. But give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Okay, well, originally I came to see Dr. Tong. I had a few little aches and pains in my body, which wasn't too bad, but my breathing was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had had a heart attack a few years back, and they had me living on inhalers about 8 to 10 times a day for probably about 3 or 4 years before I saw Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
I also took Vicodin for my little aches and pains and everything, and I have a little bit of PTSD, so I used to take Ativan a little bit now and then.
Mm-hmm.
After my first session with Dr. Tong, I woke up the next morning and sat up in bed, and I thought for sure he had hypnotized me. I had never woken up in years, took a deep breath, and believe it or not, it's been probably close to a year now we've been seeing each other. I have never used an inhaler since the first time I saw him.
Amazing.
Amazing. 8 to 10 times a day to nothing. After one treatment.
After one treatment.
This was a year ago. It has been about a year.
Yeah, more than one treatment since then.
Right, yes.
But the next day, you were running up and down 3 stories, and you were doing 25 push-up, and that's what your wife was saying. The next day.
Getting back to feeling like the real me for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The best thing, though, is just recently I had come in because I woke up one morning and they told me I woke up and I was blind in my left eye.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's scary.
I didn't want to tell my wife because immediately she's very into health and nutrition. It's going to be all this smoke, and I didn't want to worry her.
When was this?
This was about a month ago.
A month ago, right? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So you woke up, your left eye, you couldn't see anything at all, or was there like a curtain? Or?
It was just like a big brown spot.
Big brown spot, okay.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah, and so Lori made me go to our optometrist, and she sent me to St. John's, and they did some visions of my eyes, and apparently there was a light blood clot or something on the veins in the front of the eye where the blood is released, so mm-hmm. it was backing up.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, they were going to take and put a needle in my eye, actually 2 needles, once a month for at least a year. He said that's how long it would take to clear it up.
Oh, my goodness.
I came and saw you guys after two treatments. My vision improved over 80%, and it seems to still constantly be getting a little bit better. When we told the doctor, he said, that's impossible. Surprise. Now, I am so impressed with what you guys have done for me in my life. I have no way of being able to tell you in words.
Only,
it's just great.
Only two treatments.
Please repeat what you just said. Okay.
Only, really? Only two treatments? So did they check your eye again and has the blood clot dissolved?
I haven't even gone back to them.
Okay.
And it's so funny because when I was supposed to go, it was right after my second session with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And it was about 3 days later, and I was supposed to go in as I'm driving home from lunch with my brother-in-law. I said, I can see the license plate in front of me out of my left eye.
Wow.
So I got
that's
back
amazing.
Here, and I told Lori, I said, I'm not going in for the needle in the eye. And she goes, what do you mean? She said, I said, I can see. And she says, you swear to God you're telling the truth? I said, hey, cross my heart and hope to die.
Stick a needle in your eye?
Stick no needle in my eye. No, I haven't gone back to have it checked yet, but it's still...
Yeah. You should check it. Don't get the needle in the eye, but I would check it to see where the vision is.
Yeah, well, the guy wanted to do the process the very next day, and I said, no, give me a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that's when I came and saw you guys. So, yeah, I know I do probably have to get it checked out, but from what he said, that's absolutely impossible. But believe me, I'm living proof.
Has the vision almost completely restored, or what would we say, 80%, 90%?
It's still about between 80 and 90% now,
okay.
And I have little fluctuations where it's not to, but then overall, it's incredible because when I woke up, I mean, I couldn't see out of my left eye.
I'll give you a similar case, okay? This one is even more severe. Barbara came to us with stomach bleeding. They transfused her like something like 8 pints of blood, and her hemoglobin went down to 2, okay? That 2, okay? The worst kind of hemoglobin is 6 when people with chronic kidney problem. 2 is not compatible with life. She came into us, okay? Her face is like a piece of paper. We stopped the bleeding in 2 weeks. We stopped it. They couldn't stop it. They keep.
This was your patient. This is before,
Barbara. And her hepatitis titer, 360,000, went all the way to 60,000. So the hepatitis is a liver problem. The liver, when it's no good, you act on the stomach. And that's what causes the bleeding. So we stop bleedings. You know, everybody think that you have a broken bone. Yes, you got to go to the regular doctor.
Right, you have to get it set.
Right.
But when you have going to have needles sticking in your eyes, okay, think twice about
it. But even with the broken bones, our treatment can help speed up the recovery process and healing.
Because we improve
circulation to get all the cells that need to be there.
That's good because I've broken almost every bone in my body but my pelvis at one time or another. I'm a little bit clumsy and... Now I teach skydiving, which is really scary, but I figured it won't be a broken bone if it doesn't work.
Yeah,
so.
This is really amazing. So I'm assuming that the clot is just dissolving on its own because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I really couldn't believe it again. It's just one of those things. You guys are really miracle workers when it comes to knowing what you're doing and getting things straightened out without going through. I have always been, for at least a decade, well, most of my life, scared to death of the medical profession.
Yeah.
Because I've known too many of my good friends that have been killed in the last 10 years by doctors. And I would almost rather just crawl off in a hole and die than go see a doctor. guys are amazing, and I'm so appreciative. You have no idea.
He said you had to have a needle in your eye once a month for a year?
Yeah, he said it'll then take at least a year.
Then you're going to be have all the scar that we don't need to go through.
There's going to be scar tissue, and that's going to cause other problems.
I know. It's just one thing leads to another in the medical profession, usually.
Yeah. Wayne, I want to give two things. Number one, your fear of doctors is not unfound because there are two times in Israel, the doctor strike and reported by British Medical Journal. The first time, 3 months strike caused 19% drop in death rate in the surrounding area.
The second time,
49% in another area. Okay.
Oh my God.
And when they go back to work, 49% more people die when they're working. Yeah, I just wonder why.
Well, this was a lot of the elective surgeries that didn't happen.
It doesn't matter, yeah. Okay? When they work, more people die. When they don't work, less people die.
Just like they still were, the emergency rooms were still open.
Yeah, you're fine, okay? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of extraneous things that are done that are not necessary.
Yeah, there's necessary. To buy Mercedes.
Which is draining the healthcare system globally. Yeah.
Yeah, globally, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have one other doctor who I absolutely adore. He's up here in Brentwood. He's, I'm not going to give a name, but he's an ex-CIA agent. And he's older than me. He's older than us and everything. And he's kind of from the old school. And I kind of trust him because when I first started seeing him 30 years ago, I remember I went in and I was sick, and my wife said, "Shall we run all these tests?" And he goes, "What?" He says, "You want to spend thousands of dollars on a test?" He says, "Take these three pills and see how you feel tomorrow." And I was perfect. He doesn't go with the normal protocol that doctors do. He's like the old time doctor. The young doctors are the ones that really scare me.
Yeah, well, partly is there's a fear of being sued now, too. So there's a lot of other, you know, there's no tort reform, so, you
except
know.
Young doctor, like Dr. Lane.
Yeah.
She doesn't scare you, right?
Dr. Lane, I trust 1,000%.
Oh,
I got
okay.
No problem with
you're
Dr. Lane
sweet.
At all.
Hey, listen, you better tell the audience, we are not giving you a free lunch for saying all these things.
All right.
Wayne, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is amazing.
We're
so happy that you're doing so well after a year of treatment, sporadically. I mean, you're also a Medicare patient, correct? So you can't come every week. And this story with your eye is amazing because you only had two treatments. And I would advise you to get checked out and just follow up with us so we know.
No hurry. You can do it.
Yeah. I saw a picture of it when it was in bad shape, and I know it's got to be so much clearer than it was when they first showed it because it scared me when I looked at the picture.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you guys too, and I love you guys. You really, really take care of business, and I have recommended many of my friends who have problems to you, and I will continue doing so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Moira. Welcome, Moira.
Moira. How are you?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. We really appreciate that. We know you're very busy. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, and I heard you on the radio.
Okay.
And I had been suffering from endometriosis, and I had had a surgery in October of 2012 where they took cysts off of my left ovary, and they also took, you know, many polyps out of my uterus, and then told me after the surgery that there was really nothing more they could do for me, but I still had so much pain, and it wasn't just around the period. It was probably 15 or 16 days out of the month. I was in probably, you know, an 8 on the pain scale of 1 to 10.
Wow! And they took everything out. They took all the cysts and the polyps out.
Or so they said.
Right.
Okay. So that proved that the cysts and the polyps are not the cause of the pain. Just like the disc and herniated disc and bone spur are not the cause of pain. The pain, the cysts, the herniated disc and the spine, they're all symptoms.